Hailing a cab with a tap of a finger is becoming a reality for Montanans. A new set of rules approved by regulators Tuesday brings the state one step closer. Companies like Uber and Lyft were banned in Montana until this spring when a Senate bill passed. This bill no longer allows taxi and limousine operators to block competitors. So far, only one company, Uber, has applied. Communications director for Uber, Kate Downen, says there's already a demand in Montana.
We know that people in Montana want Uber. We've had a number of conversations with folks across the state. We know that folks in Montana are opening the app and looking for the safe, reliable rides that Uber offers.
But Uber has some time and obstacles before finishing the permitting process. Eric Selb, the Public Service Commission, says that companies are still allowed to protest any application.
But since that has been changed by the legislature, that protest period isn't quite as important as it once was. But it still provides other companies an opportunity to view an application and provide input on that application.
Sell says anyone can protest an application, but usually it's other carriers providing their point of view or supporters. Official regulations are estimated to be in place August 27th, and Uber's applications will be reviewed around the same time. Sell says the application will likely be noticed the first week in September, and then a 20-day protest period begins. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Emily Proctor.